and it's a Friday that we've landed on. A happy one, all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He knows.
Friday. And the seventh day of the 11th month of 2025, 311 in 54 left. Veterans Day is on Tuesday of next week. There are 20 days left until Thanksgiving, 48 until Christmas.
Aw, yeah. Merry Christmas.
And a friendly reminder, the greatest pickleball battle in the history of our generation. Monday. More on that as we develop. Okay. More than that.
All right.
International Merlot Day. Yo. You like the white wines, though, don't you?
I do like the white wines. Okay. The red wines give me headaches.
Oh.
But I'm...
You don't want that.
I've got that department covered for most of Hank FM anyway.
All right. It is Hug a Bear Day.
Did you see that apparently a black bear spotting in Mineral Wells? It matches the elk in Weatherford.
We're going to have to start charging admission to both Parker and Palo Pinto counties.
Yeah. And all the cougars around Fort Worth.
Like a big old fossil rim right there in the middle of everything. There you are. Don't feed it. Notary Public Day. You can feed them. Okay. And they'll write it down.
Have you ever had to use the Notary Public?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Look at you. You seem a little bitter about this.
At a Roses Cafe.
Oh, boy. You know what? You got to do what you got to do.
You're darn right you do. Sign it. On this day in history, things happened, such as 1876, the cigarette manufacturing machine was patented by Albert Hooke.
Ooh, do you remember those, like, in the back of the Bob's Big Boy?
I don't know the manufacturing machines, but I do remember the ones that were, like, at the front of everywhere. And they were, you know, like a vending machine.
Yeah, and you just pulled it out.
How did we know it worked? How it worked? That's not right, is it? On this date in 1908, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid reportedly gunned down in San Vicente, Bolivia.
You can't run forever.
Or were they? On this date in 1965, essentially happy birthday, Pillsbury Doughboy.
Aww, poppin' fresh.
He debuted. And has never, ever, though he probably has a pretty good case, could sue his employer for consistent assault. I mean, he does... I don't know, maybe.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Sounds like you like it. Put that in the orange bucket.
Well, yeah, and he's never wearing any clothes on the commercials.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
Wow, we went there.
Put your panties on.
On this date, it was pop culture fun. On Miami Vice, 1986, oof. Willie Nelson guest stars as a corrupt cop. it's worth finding.
If you've never worn espadrilles with a white suit... While fighting crime, have you really done life?
On this date, musically number one on the charts in 1987. You saw Tiffany in concert, right?
I did see Tiffany in concert.
Was it at a mall?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was at a pavilion. My friend Lisa Renato called me at the last minute and said, we have tickets.
We got tickets.
And I was like, let's go.
Here.
We're seeing Tiffany, baby.
Says Lisa. Also musically on this date in 1997, the Titanic soundtrack was released.
Look, see?
Yeah. On this date, I'm just going to keep playing this for a while. It's Friday. What are they going to do? Turn off the transmitter? They actually might. On this date in 2010, Queen Elizabeth launched a page on Facebook, but nobody was allowed to poke or befriend her.
I mean, is she really doing Facebook?
Did they still allow you to poke on Facebook?
Yeah, you know,
is that still a thing?
I've gotten a couple pokes this week, and I, it's very odd.
I would like to just speak to your supervisor.
Yeah, I don't know. Zuck, eyes up, Zuck.
Yeah. But the Pillsbury Doughboy's Facebook page would enjoy it. And on this date politically in 2000, George W. was elected.
Ooh.
Over Al Gore. It took a while.
Was that the hanging chads?
Darn right it was.
All right.
And on that, same day, Hillary Clinton. That was not a hanging chad situation.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She became the... It's birthdays for the weekend. For the weekend. What a day for celebrating. Lord, the singer, 29, with an E at the end.
Mm-hmm.
At Old English style. I don't think he's British. But Christopher Knight is a knight, and it's Peter Brady. He is 68.
Oh, he's 68?
That's
according
to recent reports.
Remember that reality
show? Peter Brady is 68.
He had a supermodel, Adrian Curry.
We can confirm. We can confirm Peter Brady, Christopher Knight, 68 today.
But he's so cute.
According to our sources.
How is he 68?
The Pillsbury Doughboy. Joni Mitchell is 82. Tomorrow, Lauren Elena, 31. Rapper SZA is 36. Jack Osborne is 40.
He's a ghost hunter.
Tara Reid is 50. Parker Posey, 57. Gordon Ramsay is 59 tomorrow.
Bollocks.
Mary Hart and her legs are 75. The greatness of Bonnie Raitt is 76 tomorrow.
She'll give you something to talk about.
On Sunday, how do I know the name Nikki Blonsky?
She's a something, an actress or something. She does something with fame.
37.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
There you go.
We're big fans.
Rapper French Montana.
Yo, he dated a Kardashian.
Yet has never been to France or Montana.
Really?
According to our sources.
That's unfortunate.
He's 41. Vanessa Milano, Lachey.com is 45. Cisco, and also the Nick Lachey, aforementioned, is 52 on Sunday.
They're married.
Steamy Eric Dane, 53.
Ooh.
Chris Jericho, he's got a list, 55. Peppa from Salt and Pepper's 59.
They're
and the Incredible Hulk Lou Ferrigno is 74. There you go. That's a weekend.
Welcome
we love it.
To your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.